present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us today in Llandudno. Twinned with 1978. Visitors to North Wales will find that the proportion of those who speak the Welsh language varies markedly from place to place. According to a 2011 census here in Conwy, 39% speak Welsh, but this goes up to 73% in neighbouring Gwynedd and to 100% in a shop if anyone English comes in. Radio 4's veteran broadcaster John Humphreys began his journalism career with the local paper here. Now aged 75, Humphreys has for 30 years presented the Today programme, although he recently hinted he'd like to retire to spend more time interrupting his family. The Italian wireless pioneer Marconi began making the first regular radio broadcasts in Wales from here in 1918. Marconi's original building is preserved as the History of Wireless Production Museum, which includes an interactive display of mechanical sound effects. Visitors can open and shut an old umbrella to replicate a crow's wings or put half a coconut shell to their ear to hear a one-legged horse standing still. But that's not the only place you can hear odd things from radio history. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Richard Osman and Rob Brydon. And on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Susan Cowman. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our Nordic tree trunk in trunks, it's the Rippling Sven. Well, this first round is all about quotations gone wrong. The round's called Add a Word, Ruin a Quote. And in it, teams, I'd like your suggestions, please, of well-known quotations that have been spoilt by the addition of a single extra word. Richard, you can start.
Whitney Houston, we have a problem.
Tim.
Play with it again, Sam.
Susan.
Shall I compare thee to an Anne Summers Day?
Rob.
If God did not exist, it would be necessary to invent hymn books.
Luke, I am dating your father.
E.T., phone home base.
Here's a Johnny.
In space, no one can hear you scream, bingo!
Just put your lips together and blow off.
Wax on, wax off pubes.
What's up, me doc?
I think dirty, therefore I am.
Fight fire with fire engines.
If you build it naked, they will come.
Time for a musical round now, as I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. A great fan of 80s synth pop, Colin tells us he's been touring briefly with a flock of seagulls, but then he reached Holyhead and drove off the ferry. So we'll start with you, Tim. I'd like you to sing the words of There's No One Quite Like Grandma to the tune of Men of Harlech.
There is no one quite like Grandma, and I know you will agree that she always is a friend to you, and she's a friend to me. There is no one quite like Grandma. She is there in times of need, before it's bedtime on her knee, to us a book she'll read. Grandma, we love you. Grandma, we do. Though you may be far away, we think of you. And one day, when we are older, we'll look back and say there's no one quite like Grandma. She has helped us on our way.
Thank you, Tim. You now, Richard, and I'd like you to sing the words of Single Ladies by Beyoncé to the tune of Vera Lynn's The White Cliffs of Dover.
All the single ladies, now put your hands up. Up in the club, we just broke up. I'm doing my own little thing. You decided to dip, but now you wanna trip. 'Cause another brother noticed me. I'm up on him, he up on me. Don't pay him any attention, 'cause I cried my tears for 3 good years. You can't be mad at me, 'cause if you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Thank you, Richard. Well, I asked you to sing, but that was something else. Your turn now, Susan, and I'd like you to sing the words of Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves to the tune of Ruler of the Queen's Navy from Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore.
Now, there was a time they used to say that behind every great man there had to be a great woman, but in these times of change, you know that it is no longer true.
You know that it is no longer true.
So we're coming out of the kitchen, 'cause there's something we forgot to say to you.
So we're coming out of the kitchen, 'cause there's something we forgot to say to you.
Sisters are doing it for themselves, standing on their own 2 feet and ringing their own bells. Sisters are doing it for themselves. Now this is a song to celebrate.
Now this is a song to celebrate.
The conscious liberation of the female state, mothers, daughters, and the daughters too.
The conscious liberation of the female state, mothers, daughters, and the daughters too.
Finally, Rob, I'd like you to sing the words of the theme from the TV series Spider-Man to the tune of Bring Him Home from Les Miserables.
Like flies, so look out, here he comes, Spider-Man.
And is he strong? Well, listen, bud.
He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey, there goes the
bloody show off. Did I say that out loud? The next round is called Word for Word and is all about finding words with natural connections. Many words in the English language were destined to go together. Words like rock and roll, country and western, and rhythm and barrier method. I'd like you to start exchanging completely unconnected words, Tim and Susan. Richard and Rob, your job is to try to spot a connection. So off you go, Tim and Susan.
Parsnips.
Jodhpurs.
Calligraphy.
Clappers.
Molest.
Richard, you've noticed a connection there.
What, clappers and molest. Both acceptable in Scrabble.
Tenuous.
I think you'd have to narrow it down a bit more than that. Most words are acceptable in Scrabble.
Yeah.
That's the mistake you made there, Richard. See? Not so clever now you haven't got your laptop, are you? Back to Tim and Susan.
Sharabang.
Approximately.
Leverage.
Standoffish.
Marsupial.
Richard again.
I once had my photograph taken with a standoffish marsupial. It was a very, very haughty kangaroo.
Well, I suppose we should probably take your word for it. And
you can tell how haughty he was because he's not actually in the picture. I can prove it. I've got the picture.
Okay, well, it's a confident challenge. So, yes, over to you, Richard and Rob.
Maisonette.
Balcony.
Susan came in with a challenge straight away there.
Amazing, it may have a balcony.
Oh, you thought I said balcony?
Yes.
Oh, no, I said balcony.
Right.
Welsh people will know. It's a type of mammal.
I didn't hear you say balcony. I heard you say balcony.
Yeah.
You said Gwynedd earlier. So if you're going to start on the whole pronunciation thing, you're on very thin ice.
So, Rob, if I've offended you, I know you're a proud Welshman and you live in Llandan. Did I say that right? How should I say Gwynedd? Is it?
How should he say it?
Don't get him to gang up on me. That's just racism. Maisonette and balcony, they are both architectural features.
Yes.
I think there's a connection
yes,
there.
Yes,
absolutely.
Right. Yes.
So over to Sue and Tim.
April.
Spanish.
Rob's straight in there.
I'm going to Spain next April.
I'm afraid I can't allow that. It's not soon enough. back to
If I had a good, witty comeback to that, I'd be saying it now.
Susan and Tim.
Banquet.
buttocks.
Richard, I hate to think what you're going to say.
I recently visited Tokyo and went to a very interesting sushi restaurant. And I think it was called Banquet Buttocks, but that's certainly how everything was served. I have a photograph of it if you'd like to see it.
Was it served on buttocks or...?
Yes, served on... Yeah, but it can come out of my buttocks. Honestly, I wouldn't have buzzed in. I wouldn't have gone, oh, yeah, I've done that.
Okay, I'm going to allow that. You've been to Tokyo recently, and you tell us there's a restaurant there called Banquet Buttock, so we'll take you.
That's very much called our bluff, isn't it? Goodness me.
So, Richard and Rob.
Undershorts.
Reflection. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Susan.
Absolutely true. I used to work in an electrical superstore, and one way of preventing the alarms going off when you're shoplifting is to put tinfoil in your pants and put the goods in your pants, making reflective undershorts. That's absolutely true story.
Well,
tinfoil pants are how you steal things, tinfoil pants.
Well, we all had different ways of getting through university, Susan, so...
How do you steal tinfoil pants, though? That's the question.
I fashioned my own out of some bako foil I found in a skip, but, you know...
Yeah. It's sometimes so easy to forget you're Scottish.
I think, to be fair, next to Rob, I'm probably the closest thing to an affection the audience may have being their Scottish cousin. So.
Well, it started off very well, didn't it? Well, and that noise says that a gong has been hit somewhere in the theatre. But... Well, move on to the next round, and it's about the world of medicine. And my GP recently told me I was suffering from hypochondria. Hardly surprising, I've had everything else. Well, in this round, the teams will assume the role of doctors and patients suffering from an imaginary medical condition. You'll be the patients, Tim and Susan, and the identity of your mystery medical condition is now being displayed to our theatre audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Tim and Susan think they're Santa's reindeer. Tim and Susan think they're Santa's reindeer.
Time for your appointment, Tim and Susan, and you must outline your symptoms to Doctors Rob and Richard.
Didn't get to my bed till midnight last night.
You were lucky.
What really gets me is the flying. I don't like the flying.
It doesn't suit me. I'm just not built for it. Our mate Donna had to give up the job.
Well, she had elf problems, didn't she?
Yeah. And the boss, he's so lazy, only works once a year.
Yeah.
I think he's a bit of a pervert. He's obsessed with stockings. Yeah.
I think it's time you got the sack.
Yeah, absolutely. That's not the worst of it, though.
Just tell them.
The cold makes my nose go red.
That's a tricky one, isn't it?
Do you have any idea?
Works with someone with a sack and has a red nose. It's not Harry Redknapp, is it?
Do you think you're Santa's reindeer?
Absolutely right. Well, it's your turn to be patients now, Rob and Richard. And then the identity of your mystery medical condition will now be displayed to the audience via the laser display board, while here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Richard and Rob think they're IKEA furniture. Richard and Rob think they're IKEA furniture.
Hello, Doctor.
Right, do come in.
Take a seat. There's some hankies if you need
to. What seems to be the problem?
Listen, I'll be honest. I'm in pieces.
Yes, whatever I try, I can't seem to get myself together. I feel so flat.
Also, my stools seem unusually loose.
And between us, I've been having trouble with sticky drawers.
And now, this may surprise you, but no matter what I try, I just can't fit in the boot of my car.
I'm a bit of a disappointment in the bedroom, too. I think I'm smaller than my wife expected from the pictures.
And I have the same problem. My knob seems to be missing.
You think that's bad? I can't find the little bag my nuts are in.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be a crossword to start with.
If it helps at all, I've lost a leg.
You've lost a leg. A chair? OK, so you're a chair of some kind.
You're an IKEA chair.
No, stop it! An IKEA chair.
Pretty much.
It's more, yeah, I mean, you haven't got it right, but... we think that we are IKEA furniture.
Right.
I think we got that so right.
Yes. It's
unbelievable. Well, this next round is all about family sayings. One saying is that you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. Unless you're Angelina Jolie, of course, and buy them off eBay. So the round is called Complete Family Sayings, and in it I'll read out the first part of some genuine family sayings sent in by listeners, and the team's job is to complete them. Okay, so the first family saying is for you to complete, please, Rob, and it's this. Never chase girls or buses. There will always be...
a few that are slow enough for you to hop onto at walking pace. Some of the weaker ones.
There will always be another one coming along soon. Tim, here's a family saying for you to complete. It takes 72 muscles to frown, but only 13 to...
give you seafood poisoning.
Obviously, only 13 to smile. One for you here, Susan. Dress to impress, but be prepared to go down.
In an emergency.
To go down with the ship. But thank you anyway, Susan. And funny, Richard. I'll be there in two shakes.
And after I've flushed.
That's two shakes of a lamb's tail. Back to you, Rob. You can complete this Welsh family saying. And there it was.
Isn't it?
And there it was, gone. As you all know, you're very keen to let me know even that. Tim, here's a family saying for you to complete. Don't pick your nose or...
or your boobs from a catalogue.
It's
good advice. It's,
yeah, very. It was actually, don't pick your nose or your face will cave in. Susan, you'll get what your...
female counterpart gets times two.
You'll get what you're given. And finally, Richard... a moment on your lips, a lifetime on...
penicillin.
So, on your hips, of course. Here's some for any of you to have a go at, all right? So, here's the first one. You'll go to hell in a...
Bonham Carter.
You'll go to hell in a handcart. Here's one. Laugh and the world laughs with you. Cry.
And you'll get a double seat to yourself on the train. I know that. I've done that. You do, you get a double seat and everyone leaves you alone.
It's cry and you cry alone. Anyway, night, night, sleep tight, don't let the...
passengers see you've got your eyes closed.
Don't let the bugs bite. Eat that and you'll get hairs...
as a garnish.
Get hairs on your chest. Here's one. If the cap fits...
we're on.
If the cap fits, wear it. And finally, don't piss on my leg and...
call it flirting.
It's, don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to just time to fit in a quick round of Welsh songbook. Ever keen to immerse himself in things Welsh, Sven nipped off earlier for a memorable tour of a local coal mine after the owner offered him a ride in the lift. Sven was so impressed by the length of his shaft, he ended up going down four times in the one afternoon. He left with two souvenirs, a lump of coal and a dusty helmet. Anyway, teams, I'd like you to suggest song titles likely to appeal to a Welsh audience. I suppose you better start, please, Rob.
Rolling in the Sheep.
Susan.
Mirtha on the Dance Floor.
Tim.
Wake Me Up Before You Go Go Go.
Richard.
Don't Look Back in Bangor.
Another brick in Porthcawl.
You to me are Poppity Ping.
Let's get ready to mumbles.
I will always love yous.
Eleanor Rugby.
Knights in Prestatic.
They tried to make me go to rehab, but I said Flan did no.
Anglesey clearly now, the rain has gone.
That lovely song by Stevie Wonder, Isn't Theirs Lovely?
Wrexham, you don't have to put on the red light.
Wherever I lay my coat, that's my jacket.
DVLA, it's fun to stay at the DVLA.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the trapped, tender testicles of time confront the deep heat of destiny, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Sven, myself, and our audience here in Llandudno, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Tim Brooke-Taylor, Susan Calment, Richard Osman and Rob Brydon were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Patterson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.